Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Sue.
Right. Now, you're a self-published author.
That's correct.
Right. So tell us, how does that work? Because I know that lots of people have got, you know, brimming with ideas. They want to publish things. So how do they go about it?
Absolutely. Self-publishing wasn't an easy thing to do to start off with, because I wanted, obviously, like every aspiring author, want to go down the traditional route, find an agent, find a publisher, and have instant worldwide commercial success. Doesn't happen like that,
yeah.
Unless you're J.K. Rowling.
But,
I wrote a book, and I didn't want it to go unnoticed. I thought it was a pretty good book. I mean, I was pretty confident in my book, and I wanted to share it with strangers, not just family or friends. I wanted to share it with strangers. And today, as opposed to several years ago, we can do all this online. And there are several websites which allow you not only to publish an ebook, but to publish a paperback for minimum cost.
Good. So how do you do it then? Because I imagine I've written a book of poetry or something like this, and I'd like to have it published.
Anything. You can go to websites who will not review content for you. That is entirely up to you.
So you mean they publish anything?
They publish anything you want. Okay. So there's a lot of rubbish out there, let's say.
You're not talking about me personally, are you?
No. Oh, of course not. No. I'm sure your poetry is totally kosher.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why there's a lot of books out there on the web. There's a lot of things that are interesting, but there's a lot of rubbish.
Mm.
So the game is, once you've gotten past the publication process, is to differentiate yourself from the rest of what's available. Mm. That goes by good writing, a good book, a good book cover, and a huge marketing splash.
Mm. And what about the cost of self-publishing?
Self-publishing, there are two ways of doing it. You can go to an independent publisher who will be quite lenient with regard to what you write. They will like what you write. They will work with you towards having a finished book. And then they will ask you for money up front. And then that's up to you whether or not you decide to go that route. But you can also publish for
money. Sorry, so when you say money up front, how much money do they ask for?
I'm not sure if I can disclose my personal situation, but it can range up.
I mean, is it hundreds or thousands?
I'd say up to the thousands.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay. And then for the second route?
The second route is minimal cost. Basically nothing. You go onto websites that work, have partnerships with the big online retailers, and you can call upon them to review your book, to format your book. Mm-hmm. That comes with a cost, obviously. But if you do it all yourself, you have no need to pay anything.
Mm.
For The Perfectionist, my second book, I ordered a proof copy, which cost me a certain amount, plus postage. That came through, and I thought that was a necessary step because I wanted to look at what the final product was before I put it online for publication. That cost me just shy of $20.
Yeah.
And I think that is nothing at all for a book launch. Mm. I mean, it's absolutely nothing.
Mm.
And you can actually bypass that step if you'd wish. And you can publish your book for €0,
yes.
$0.
Well, that's really interesting. And I think, as we've seen all over the place, that people are being quite creative now. It's a good thing that they're online publishing. Are you a big fan of online publishing as an idea?
I am, because I think every one of us has a book inside him. And we all have stories to tell. And I think it's great that we have this opportunity. All of us have this opportunity to communicate, to publish, and be able to network about it. Anything that's creative, I think, is wonderful. I think humans are creative creatures. All of us.
And this
No
gives
exception.
us, and this really gives us the opportunity. Well, so everybody should get out there writing. And
Everybody has a story. My advice is, you feel like writing, then write. You know, it doesn't have to be good, but just write. And maybe one day you will fine tune your technique. You'll fine tune your writing. I recommend read a lot as well. It would help you in your writing, and be curious to what else is out there. And maybe just one day. It might pay
it
out.
Will
It
click.
Might pay.
Okay, well, good. Well, thank you very much for that, Simon. Thanks for your tips on that.
No problem.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.